summarize ratios and calculations taught in course. Here are all of the financial ratios or calculations taught in this course. Note that time value of money calculations are not provided here because that part of the exam contains no analysis questions. This is also not an exhaustive list. There are many other calculations that a counselor could find online and use with a client, depending on their comfort level and needs. Cash flow / spending plan calculations and ratios. Here is the calculation for determining a surplus or deficit on a cash flow or spending plan statement, and the debt-to-income ratio, which uses debt payment and gross income information found on that statement. Net worth calculation. The net worth personal financial statement calculation is as follows. Liquidity ratio. The liquidity ratio uses information from both the cash flow / spending plan, monthly expenses, and the net worth statement. Liquid assets. Effective tax rate calculation. The effective tax rate calculation follows. Credit utilization ratio. The credit utilization ratio follows. Cost per use ratio. The cost per use ratio follows. Housing ratios and calculations. The following ratios are variations on the debt-to-income DTI ratio as used by mortgage lenders. Here is the front-end housing ratio. The affordable housing expense calculation presented next rearranges the front-end housing ratio to determine the PITI plus homeowners association fees, HOA, that a client can afford based on a given lender's front-end ratio cutoff score. Below 28% is used, but another rate might be selected. The back-end housing ratio is as follows. The 28% limit for the front-end ratio and the 36% limit for the back-end ratio are rules of thumb for qualifying for a conventional fixed-rate mortgage. These limits may differ based on the mortgage type and the lender. The loan-to-value ratio follows. This ratio is related to homeowner's home equity. The homeowner's home equity can be calculated as 100% minus the LTV percentage. For example, 100% minus 80% LTV equals 20% home equity. Coinsurance calculation. Coinsurance is a cost-sharing mechanism that splits payment for medical bills by predetermined percentages after deductibles have been paid. A common split is 80/20, in which the insurer covers 80% of the cost, minus the deductible, and the insured pays 20% plus the deductible. Retirement wage replacement ratio. One way to calculate retirement income needs is the wage replacement ratio.